We're here on KSOM, and we continue to look back at the high school basketball season, talking now about the ACGC girls team that just fell short of going to the state tournament. What a great season, nevertheless, for the Chargers. Head coach Brad Bowdler joins us now. And, Coach, disappointed in that regional final with Eddyville. Just could not get on track against the Rockets. Nevertheless, like I said, a great season overall. Your thoughts on your team's basketball season this past year?
Yeah, no, I, you know, if you talk to anybody before the season, I don't think we expected to be, you know, have 22 wins. And, you know, we thought we'd be pretty decent, you know, with what who is coming back and who we had coming up and improvements and things like that. But, you know, they kind of exceeded expectations. And I think that goes a lot with the kind of girls that are on our team, you know, girls who just want the best for each other and they don't really care who scores. And, you know, they stayed really connected all year. And every once in a while, we got a little bit lucky where, you know, we maybe down quite a bit, but the ball rolled our way and we kept fighting and our defense really brought us through a lot of games. So, no, it was a great season. It was fun season and, you know, special group of girls.
Well, I believe teams create their own luck, and I think you definitely did that. Why do you think this team did as well as it did from start to finish here?
I guess, like I said before, we really focused on each other more than other teams. And what I mean by that is just, like, what can we improve on? After every single game, we had 12 goals, and we looked at our goals and we saw which ones we did well and which ones we didn't, you know, we didn't achieve. And then we're like, okay, this is what we need to improve on. And then we took one game at a time. You know, we might've had three games in a week, but it was, okay, who's our next opponent? Who's our next opportunity? And the girls really bought into that and the small details, and they executed very well. You know, we ran quite a bit of different types of offenses, zone man, and then defensively, we had multiple different adjustments and things like that. For the most part, the girls knew what they were doing and just really enjoyed playing together and really wanted to win and do it as one. So I think those are the big things that helped us get through a lot of the games this year.
Just one senior and a great one at that, Shay Lemke. What can you say about what she has achieved for this program?
You know, I don't know if you can really get through everything that she's done. I mean, just a few accomplishments. She's got the most points in ACGC history. She's got the most assists and steals. You know, and I'll tell you, I don't know. It'll be tough for somebody to beat the assists and steals records. I mean, I think they're both in the 300s. So that just tells you right off the bat how she influenced the game and more than just scoring. You know, she didn't score as much this year, but she didn't need to because she was finding people in the open court and they were hitting shots or she was getting steals and then seeing girls or she finished it herself. And then I really told her, I think it was the Earlham game, our first postseason game. After that, I told her, I said, you know, not all coaches have the luxury of not having to worry about getting the ball up the floor. You know, we worked on it, but I didn't have really a worry that she was going to turn the ball over in those situations. And in the first time we played them, they tried to keep it away from her. But the second time she did a great job and got us into offense and just really did good things on both ends there. And then as a career, I mean, like I said, you can't say how lucky you are to have a point guard for the last 4 years that really just understood the game and understood what we wanted to accomplish. And, you know, we had best year in ACGC history, and she's a lot of the reason why that happened. You know, the last 4 years she's built up to this and showed other girls how to work. So Shay's going to be whatever she decides to do, she's going to be really successful because she works so hard and just wants the best for whoever she's with.
So how do you envision the point guard spot going forward?
That's a tough question. I've got a few girls on the roster that I think it's going to be kind of be by committee, you know. Carly's done it a little bit. She did in JV last year, and when Shay went out during the season some, she was doing it. Miranda Gruber on JV, she did it most of the time on JV when we played. You know, I've got a few young girls that are going to be freshmen that possibly could help out on that. And then, I mean, I've got some girls that are coming back that can handle the ball, you know, that you might not have seen them do it last year, but they're more than capable. So I really can't answer that question right now. It's going to be an off-season thing where we're going to have to experiment and see what works well and what who puts in the time and the effort. But I think it's going to be by committee, and, you know, it's going to look different, but you have to adjust and move on and figure out what works well for us.
At the same time, you got to be excited with four starters coming back with Cam Richter and Becca Littler and Carly Coutsey, with the they'll be seniors next year, and Stella Largent will be a junior next year. A lot of teams would love to have four starters coming back off a 22-win season. If you could figure out who the point guard is, and whether it's a by committee approach, which is, you know, not unrealistic, it's the prospects of having a similar type of success next year has got to be within reach.
Yeah, no, I think I go back to, you know, there's a lot of people didn't expect some girls to step up the way they did. You know, if you look at my bench, just throwing that out there, like a lot of people didn't see Liv Mahaffey playing or Nora Langard or Miranda as much as they did. And then, you know, with my starters, they all improved. So the big thing that I'm going to preach to the girls is, okay, you saw the improvements you did last year. If you can do anything close to that, yes, we can have success and we can be do a lot of good things, you know. And like I said before, it's going to probably look different, but the experience that those girls have coming back is invaluable to, you know, a team having to start freshmen and sophomores. And so, yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think there's potential to, you know, have a really great season again, and it's going to start in the off season. And, you know, one thing that we talked about that we need to improve on is our shooting. So, you know, if we can become better shooters, we already have great posts. It's, hey, can we take care of the ball, figure out who is going to run point guard, like you said, and then can we shoot the ball better? Because we saw in the final game, that's where we probably lacked the most when you go 2 of 19. So, yeah, no, it's super exciting to have four come back. And then on top of it all, your bench coming back, and just to see how they improve and grow. You know, you never know what girl's going to show up and want to really work hard. And once you find those types of girls, really special things happen. And usually they show up because they put in so much time and effort.
Well, and one person obviously put in a lot of time and effort was Cam Richter. I mean, she increased her points by over 100, I think, from last year to this year. She's not as big as some of the other gals that she went up against in the paint. And yet she found ways to happen, make things happen. I imagine she still needs to work on parts of her game. I mean, against Eddyville, they were able to bottle her up and not give her the shooting opportunity. So what does she have to do to become a better offensive player than what she is?
You know, as I look back on the year and look at what Cam has done, she, like you said, she's improved a lot from freshman to sophomore to junior year. And, you know, she's one of those that I could potentially see her helping bring the ball up. She's actually got really good ball handling skills and high basketball IQ. So, I mean, one thing that I'm going to probably talk to her about is, you know, hey, let's work on your guard skills a little bit more, you know, especially when we're facing a little bit taller team and she can't use her moves as well. You know, increase her range, and she hit some threes this year, but probably shoot some more. And she might have to play the three instead of the four and the five. And, but I think she'll embrace that. She watches basketball like none other. She's Iowa Hawkeye fan through and through. So she understands what needs to happen to be better and to be a more of an all around player. So it won't surprise me, if you see a different Cam Richter in a positive way next year, just because she's going to find a way to get better in all aspects of her game. So, yeah, she's a hard worker, leader. She's great one to have coming back.
Well, it looks like this team is set to have success next year. Just need to find a little piece here, little piece there. Things need to fall into place. I'm sure it will. It tends to work itself out. Hopefully that will happen, and your team will be back in the thick of the race trying to get to the state tournament. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and certainly throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Really appreciate all the support and covering us. The girls deserve it, and, you know, we can't thank you enough.
Brad Badler, head coach for ACGC Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM.